1.2.1, the post-pandemic paradigm shift. The future belongs to relationship builders. We've entered a new era where B2B demand generation is no longer just about capturing leads. It's about cultivating them. Digital trends have accelerated, and buyers are savvier than ever. They don't want to be sold to. They want to connect with brands they trust. Success isn't just about how many leads you capture. It's about how well you nurture and sustain the relationships behind those leads. By creating value, meeting buyers on their terms, and staying present across digital channels, you'll build a foundation of trust that leads to long-lasting customer loyalty and business growth. By focusing on creating demand first, businesses build stronger, more sustainable relationships that lead to higher conversion rates and better customer retention. The brands that succeed in demand generation are the ones that make trust and value their cornerstones, and the time to start building that foundation is now. We all know the pandemic didn't just disrupt daily life. It fundamentally changed how B2B companies operate. And no, we're not just talking about a temporary pivot to Zoom calls and digital platforms. The pandemic fast-tracked the future, pushing businesses to adopt digital tools faster than anyone thought possible. Overnight, what was once a tactical move became a strategic imperative. Companies that had been dabbling in digital, they had to dive in headfirst or risk getting left behind. The truth is, the world of demand generation has permanently shifted. We're no longer just in the business of generating leads. We're in the business of building relationships that last, relationships built on trust, value, and a deep understanding of the buyer's journey. The acceleration of digital trends. If you thought we had time to gradually ease into digital transformation, the pandemic proved otherwise. According to McKinsey, businesses advanced their digital strategies by 3 to 4 years in just a matter of months. The buyer journey was flipped on its head, becoming more self-directed than ever. Buyers didn't want, or need, sales reps guiding every step. They took control, researching and making decisions on their own terms, often without ever interacting with a company until they were ready to buy. That's where B2B marketing had to evolve fast. Relationships now come before transactions, and the shift towards digital-first engagement is here to stay. 70% of B2B decision-makers now prefer remote or digital self-service, McKinsey. They don't want to sit through a sales pitch. They want to explore at their own pace across multiple digital touchpoints. If your brand isn't there to meet them with value and support, they'll move on to one that is. Building relationships over lead generation. In this new era of demand generation, the currency is not leads, it's relationships. That quote from Chris Walker says it all. We've crossed a line where collecting names on a list isn't enough. The real power lies in building trust and fostering authentic connections. Sure, lead generation is still important, but it's no longer the end game. It's just one part of a much bigger picture. The real goal? Cultivating relationships that turn leads into loyal customers and loyal customers into brand advocates. Traditional methods like cold calls or email blasts just don't cut it anymore. Instead, companies need to focus on creating demand by consistently delivering value through their content, being a trusted resource, and showing up where their prospects are looking for answers. When you lead with authenticity, you build credibility. And that credibility is what earns you high-quality leads who are more likely to stick around for the long haul. Why relationships now trump lead generation? If the pandemic taught us anything, it's that when the world feels uncertain, people gravitate towards what and who they trust. According to Salesforce, 75% of B2B buyers say they're more likely to make a purchase from a company they feel a personal connection with. Relationships matter more than ever. It's no longer just about closing deals. It's about nurturing ongoing connections that make buyers feel confident, supported, and understood. And it doesn't stop with the visible interactions. Increasingly, the real influence happens in spaces you can't always track, places like private communities, messaging apps, and dark social. These hidden conversations are where real decisions are being made, driven by word of mouth and personal recommendations. If you're not focusing on building genuine relationships, you're missing out on these powerful, untrackable influences.